And we're back on Regional Radio, joined by another member of the Regional Radio Dream Team, highlighting Perryville High School. One of their volleyball standouts, Cameron Bear, joins us on the line, a senior outside hitter this year for the Pirates volleyball team, and a very impressive year for her. Cameron, what special things about this year really stood out to you, either on the court or off the court?
I think how much chemistry we all had together. Like, on the court, we were all serious. We all had a lot of fun. And at times, we could, like, group together and then just play better as a team as a whole. And then off the court, we just had so much fun, and we got a lot closer together. And that was really awesome to see as my team just grew closer together and be better friends.
When you heard about the honor of being on the Dream Team, when you heard that you were announced to that list of folks that are on the Dream Team this year, what did it make you feel? What reaction did you have?
I was kind of shocked, actually, like, seeing me. I thought I was, like, the furthermost south, and, like, there are a lot of good players on different teams, but I was, like, shocked that I got the team and nobody, I don't know. It was just kind of shocking, actually.
Yeah, and Perryville, you know, you're a little further removed from a lot of the teams that you play, maybe in the area in Jefferson County and maybe near St. Francis County. But Perryville, you know, you get that recognition right away, even from coaches that are, you know, miles away elsewhere. Does it kind of, you know, hit home that, you know, you're making an impression on those coaches too?
Yeah, I mean, I try, like, really hard to, like, make our team great, and I try to bring as much good recognition to school as I can, because I love this school and I just try to make it a good name for it.
And certainly this year you did that, 40% hitting percentage, over 300 kills, 79% dig percentage in 2018. You can say that you made all conference and all district each of your last 3 years in high school. What about this year, though, really made it special?
The fact that it was my senior year, like, it was going to be all my last, it just made it even more special, because some of these girls I grew up playing volleyball with for about 7-8 years, and it was just really special time to do my last with them and grow closer with everybody on the team.
What were some of the moments that you'll look back on in your years playing at Perryville on the volleyball court that really stick out in your mind when, you know, you're thinking back to it?
Honestly, I think the best part about this year was beating Notre Dame and Dexter in a tournament. But the thing I'll probably look back on the most is probably districts.
Yeah, districts. What really stood out about that?
We didn't really come out playing as strong as we should have. And I thought that we could have done a lot better, but it was just how it went, and you can't change anything. So I try to move forward every day.
That's really cool. And in your years, who has really been some of the people that have impacted you the most and supported you the most to get you to the point where you are now on the Dream Team? Who do you really think really helped you get to that point?
Honestly, my mom and dad, but mostly my father, because he's been coaching me ever since I was little. And he's been really hard on me because he knows that I can do great things. And he really brought out my potential and really encouraged me to do a lot of things that I thought that I couldn't do, and that was really helpful to me, and mostly just my family, because they were there for me every step of the way, and they supported me a lot.
And you told me earlier that you're not really looking to play volleyball next year in college after you graduate, but you are looking to attend college. You're thinking you want to go to Mineral area and stay close to home. What kind of things do you want to be studying there?
I think I'm going to major in criminology.
Oh, very cool. What brought you to that?
I just see, like, stuff that happens with, like, police officers and, like, troubled families, and I love to help people, and I think that if I could, like, better a family or just, like, one person every day, it would, like, make me feel good, and it would just, like, help the community out.
Hey, that's very cool. Well, hey, Cameron, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and we wish you the best of luck going forward.
Thank you so much.
That's Cameron Bear of the Perryville Pirates volleyball team, one of 10 Dream Teamers this year in the fall of 2018, joining us today on Regional Radio.